11 on termination of pregnancy. Following our decisions, Mellet et al. Versus Ireland, the constitutional change of 2018 is obviously very welcome. Nevertheless, the law on health, which ensued, continues to pose very many barriers, both legal and practical, to ensuring legal, safe, non-discriminatory access to abortion and termination of pregnancy. The 2018 Health Act is problematic for many reasons, notably because it imposes a waiting period which is compulsory and cannot be reduced of 3 days, which is a disadvantage for women living in rural areas and women in certain economic situations, notably those living in poverty, that simply cannot return several times and therefore cannot respect this 3-day waiting period, as well as women victims of violence. Furthermore, according to this law, beyond 12 weeks of pregnancy, a termination is only authorized in cases there is a certitude that the fetus with anomalies will die in the 28 days following birth. This means that women are obliged to continue traveling abroad or continue their pregnancy. And as the committee said in Mellet versus Ireland, this is a problem for women who are less well off. They have to continue with their pregnancy. And as the committee said in Mellet versus Ireland, this is inhuman treatment and it is discrimination on the grounds of economic status. And then there is, of course, the criminalization of abortion, which continues for cases apart from these conditions. And the medical corps is very reticent to practicing abortions when it's close to the period of 20 weeks or when there are fetal anomalies. Furthermore, if we consider the recent WHO guide looking at complete decriminalization of abortion, does the state consider this criminalization? Is it considering annulling or withdrawing this criminalization? Considering the barriers, legal and practical barriers, which persist, does the state intend to modify the 2018 Health Act to make sure there is effective access to abortion for all women with no discrimination on the grounds of economic status? And what are the specific effective measures taken by the state to ensure access to safe, free, legal abortion for women in situations of vulnerability, such as asylum seekers, women victims of violence, or women living in rural areas, including, of course, during the COVID-19 pandemic? And finally, what are the measures taken by the state to ensure that the conscientious objection of some doctors, as well as the violent actions of some anti-abortion militants, does not act as a barrier to women's access to abortion? Thank you very much for any answers.